This is a very interesting poll result from the Pew Research Charitable Trust, because it shows that most Americans are still feeling a lot of financial stress. The poll stated that 8 in 10 households said that they had a financial shock last year. 55% said the setback made it more difficult for them to make ends meet. Most families said that they're worrying about their finances over the past year. And what's especially interesting here is that if you listen to Congress or pay attention to what a lot of the Obama appointees are saying, if someone listened only to them, they would get the impression that America is doing great because the official unemployment rate is falling. Some of the other numbers are looking a little bit better. But there is not a broad sense of prosperity outside the Capitol Beltway, because most Americans, as this poll shows, are having a lot of financial issues. Part of the trouble is the Federal Reserve has driven down the interest rate to zero, so people that try to rely on their savings have been crucified as part of the government's financial plan to try to make it better for businesses and the housing sector. And there are so many other things that government has done to make life more difficult for the average Americans. They have made food a lot more expensive than otherwise would be. They've piled on taxes on gasoline and things like that. There are so many government restrictions that make it more difficult for people to live cheaper and easier. And yet, if you listen to Congress and the Obama administration, America is doing great. There's President Obama was bragging in his State of the Union address last month about how the crisis is over. But for so many Americans, the crisis has not ended, and there's not any reason to think that anything that anybody does in Washington is going to make life better for them, because most of the things that Washington has done in the last 15 years has made life more expensive and harder for the average families. Politicians have all these promises, but as always, there's no reason to trust the politicians' promises, because politicians themselves are doing very well. The average member of Congress is a millionaire. They have very good prospects. They don't need to work that hard. They have much longer vacations than the average worker in this country. So Washington just doesn't pay attention to the suffering.